The best thing to learn while high is that you're listening to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio.
If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the Way Highway. Helping you ride on the Way Highway.
It's time for The Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Oh my goodness! It's time for The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. The next hour is a cannabis comedy show. So sit back, relax, and take a toke. That is my new Way Highway song. It's not as good as our actual Way Highway song. Thank you, Greg Jenkins. But it is a song, and it does have lyrics and somewhat of a melody. And I'm Sean Cowig, here to take you on a wild ride in the world of weed. And with me is the irreplaceable Kristen Sanchez. Hello.
Hi, I'm singing a song too. It's not as good as Sean's song, but it's a song about following us on social media. You can follow Sean Cowig, as always, at Sean Cowig. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. And you could follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway, or send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com. Go ahead and send us your favorite song lyrics. That would be pretty great right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, make up some song lyrics and send us a little audio file of you singing it.
Yeah,
but
I like it.
Kind lyrics only, you hear me? Yeah, okay.
I appreciate it.
good. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
I have gone down a rabbit hole, as I do. If you listen to The Way Highway, you know that Sean and Kristen, we partake in the cannabis. And oftentimes I will get high and go down the fanciest of rabbit holes. This one is a little reminiscent. It's not quite there, but it's reminiscent of Catchy the Poodle. Do you remember Catchy the Poodle?
Yes.
So, Way Highway listeners.
Of course I remember Catchy the Poodle. That fucking mass murdering poodle.
not even try. I can't say that it's premeditated. So, Way Highway listeners, you're going to want to go back and watch the episode guest starring Bill Crawford, an incredible comedian that bases out of Pittsburgh, and an old college buddy of mine. And basically what happened for this episode is like two things came together. So first is, Catchy the Poodle. I was rattling off some like interesting ways that people died. And I found a story about Catchy the Poodle, which was this poodle a long time ago. It was a long time ago, the early 1900s. And the poodle was in an apartment that was like a high-rise apartment and was near an open window, and then launched itself out of the window, falling just floors upon floors upon floors, and landed on somebody's head, killing them instantly. And then someone who was crossing the street saw it happen and froze, startled, and got hit by a bus. And that person died. And then somebody down the street that saw the poodle kill person one and bus kill person two had a heart attack because of the trauma of witnessing that and died on the way to the hospital. So that poodle killed three people by killing itself. Look up.
Oh my gosh.
Look up Catchy the Poodle. And then the other thing that's coming together in all of this.
So
yeah. Yes.
Terrible but perfect that its name is Catchy.
Catchy. Catch me.
Like, oh, no. Okay. See you in hell.
The other thing that's coming together in all of this is when I go out and I look for new and interesting cannabis products to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. First, I'll just tell you, Kristen, there is a dispensary that is not far away from me, in a little bit east of downtown Los Angeles, still in downtown, just east of where I live. That is a dispensary that does weed and coffee. And we gotta mm-hmm. go sometime. We just have to go to this dispensary sometime and find out what pairings of cannabis and coffee they're prescribing at the moment. Because that is my, amazing. I mean, that's my heaven right there. Cannabis and coffee, come on. But in
gosh, I just thought about, mm-hmm. did you ever have any of those, I think they're called nips?
The little, little suckers?
Yeah, they're like candies.
Yeah, little like candies, like almost like Werther's Originals, but different.
Yes, mm-hmm. it's like a caramel on mm-hmm. the outside, yep. and then a flavor of whatever type on the inside. Sometimes caramel, sometimes yeah. peanut butter, sometimes yeah. whatever the fuck you want.
I got you. Yep.
I want one of those, but with weed.
Oh my goodness!
World.
Oh my goodness! That's Make a great happen. Idea. Oh yeah.
Right, because that caramel would really help to hide that flavor.
Yeah, nips for me are really reminiscent because they were definitely like, if it wasn't Werther's Originals, a bowl of nips would be yeah. what my grandma would have.
Yeah, I guess grand. I was a child grandma because that was one of my favorite movie theater candies.
Hey, shoot, you like you can yeah, you could.
But
be,
I would also
yeah, you could have grandma qualities whatever you want.
Grandma chic is yeah. my fashion style of choice.
Amazing.
So, thank you. But yeah, I used to get a thing of nips and then I would put them in a bag, but I would undo all of them because if you're in a movie theater, they're fucking noisy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that would be that. I mean, for a good movie, that would be horrifying. For a bad movie, that would be the only entertainment we need.
Oh my god, hysterical.
Please unroll your nips louder. This is awful. So I'm looking and I'm looking for interesting cannabis products. And mm-hmm. something I came upon, and there are a few different brands. I'm gonna talk specifically about one, but cannabis toothpicks.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't understand.
Yeah, neither did I. Buddies, which is a brand that I've used before that we've talked about, has toothpicks. This one that I want to talk about is called X-Picks. And X-Picks is Michigan's only cannabis toothpick. So if you're in Michigan, you got one, go find it. If cannabis toothpicks are going to be your thing.
Michigan's over here being like, there can only be one! And then everyone else in the United States is like, yeah, but we've already made this product.
Calm down, friends.
So, oh, wait, okay. So is it like those ones where, like, the toothpick has, like, a little, like, furrow down the center of it, and it's got, like, the liquid inside, and when you bite it,
it's infused.
That's what releases.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's infused in there. So this is what X-Picks' website says, and this is why I picked X-Picks, because they have a great rundown of exactly what's going on here. MKX infused toothpicks are the newest and most effective sublingual delivery device, according to this website, which I find is interesting that a toothpick is a more effective sublingual device than an actual drop of liquid that you put under your tongue. But okay, I'll go with you. Delivering 100% of the active ingredients. Bold statement. With zero calories and zero sugars, this is the newest high that you don't have to count. Wait, why not? How it works? Yeah.
The more I look at this, the more it... I mean, sure. Yeah, let's see if it works. But like, if I'm going to be for reals right now and someone's like, hey, chew on this toothpick, you're going to get high. I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to need a whole fucking thicket of toothpicks over here. Because I doubt that sucking on a toothpick for 5 to 6, okay, it says suck on one end of the pick, then pick for 5 or 6 minutes, then flip and repeat. Bite slightly to imprint your teeth on the pick and release the next layer. Like, go fuck yourself. Like, no, that's not how that works. You want me to chew? Like, it just doesn't. I don't understand. I would like someone smarter than me to explain how this would work, because I don't believe that this is. It's going to be a friendly product for someone who's like, I want to get just a smidgen high. But if it's for like a Kristen, I'm just going to be like real fucking pissed, like grabbing a toothpick every 5 seconds, chomping that motherfucker down, and then just throwing it. And like, give me the next one!
Kristen needs the branch version of this.
Yeah. I will take the log.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be a log.
It's good. It's what? It's wood? It's good. It's something. It's wood. Me and some, I'm not going to be good with song lyrics.
I want to say it's natural. But I don't know.
There's a lot of work to it. You're sucking on one end. You're flipping and repeating. You're biting to imprint your teeth to release the next layers. And then anytime the flavor starts to fade, you're biting more to release the remaining ingredients. I don't know. But it comes in several different strains / flavors. And it seems and indica, sativa, and hybrid. You've got tropical mango mint. You've got strawberry limeade, pink limeade, passion fruit orange, mountain berry, lemongrass lime, fruit punch, churro, and blue raspberry. So you got a lot to choose from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need log.
Yes. You need the log. You need the log, but...
And I found the song lyrics.
Yeah. Hit me.
What rolls downstairs, alone or in pairs, and over your neighbor's dog? What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's log.
Ah.
It's log. It's big. It's log. It's big. It's heavy. It's wood.
Yes.
It's log. It's better than bad. It's good. Everyone wants a log. You're gonna love it. Log. Come on and get your log. Everyone needs a log. Log. Whistle. Log from Blemo.
Oh, amazing.
So crazy. Oh my gosh.
I love that.
And to think they just let a pedophile make a children's show. Isn't it great? Ren and Stimpy.
Oh god. Oh no.
That's a thing.
Oh god. Is it? I grew up on that show.
Am I okay?
Am I gonna be okay?
I don't know. Yeah.
You'll
make it. Because now you've got log.
I've got log.
You've got toothpick.
And I've got MKX toothpick, which I also love that still on the bottom, they have to have the warning for use by adults 21 years of age or older, and do not operate a vehicle or machinery while under the influence of this drug. Or did they mean while under the influence of this toothpick? Because Kristen, there is more to come. Our journey into toothpicks does not end here with THC toothpicks.
Okay.
I'm going to open it up. I've got to, because what happened is, as I was researching THC toothpicks, one of the things that was said about THC toothpicks is, crazy enough, THC has never killed a person, right? Straight up, a person has never died.
But a toothpick has! Oh my god!
But a toothpick has!
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump the shark there.
I love it!
Oh my god! I was like, 1 + 1 equal, oh god!
I love it when you jump the shark. That's perfect. Oh, let's take a quick break here on the Way Highway, and we're going to come back and talk all about toothpick aside. Does that work? Toothpick aside.
Yep.
Fantastic. Wow. I love it. I can't wait.
A toothpick as a murder weapon? Amazing.
You're listening to The Way Highway. This is Adobe Radio. We will be right back.
Don't worry. It's only been 15 minutes. There's more Way Highway to come on Adobe Radio.
Welcome back to The Way Highway here on Adobe Radio. I'm Sean.
Dun dun. And I'm Chris. Because we're about to get into the shit, and this is a fucking murder case now, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Sorry. Or I don't know, homicide? What happened?
To pick a side. The funny thing is, if you Google deaths from toothpicks, after you get through some articles that we will touch upon, you get to just this fancy, a young pro athlete nearly died after swallowing a toothpick, Live Science. An 18-year-old was on the verge of death. The culprit? A toothpick, advisory.com. Woman 50 dies after toothpick punctures her throat while boyfriend was ellipses. Well, boyfriend was what?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Let's find out. Woman 50 died after her toothpick got stuck in her throat while she ate bread and salami as doctors reveal her boyfriend was initially wrongly accused of her murder. Could you imagine? I swear, officer, she was just eating meat and bread and then she died. I had nothing to do with it.
Crazy. Crazy. Oh, wow.
Toothpicks injure thousands yearly.
Yeah.
Toothpick, the killer. Strangest deaths around the world.
I wonder if toothpicks kill more people who are like, what the number is. With like smokers, because I know a lot of people who smoke like cigarettes utilize toothpicks in a way to like satiate that feeling of having something like on their lips sometimes.
Yes.
And also there are, there's like a system that supposedly like helps you to get rid of or stop smoking, which is toothpicks as well. They're just like cinnamon, like intense cinnamon flavored toothpicks that give you the same like, raw like ouchy that nicotine does.
Yes.
And people fucking love them. So I wonder if there's like a correlation there, but I don't know. I don't know how many people are actually using toothpicks to stop smoking.
Kristen, I used toothpicks for a while when I was quitting smoking cigarettes before I started vaping like an idiot.
Stop vaping.
I know. I got to get back on the toothpicks, but they're so deadly. Okay, so there's a New York Times article. This is from August 12th, 1984.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going back in time.
Going back in time. Doctor finds that toothpicks injure 8,000 yearly. 8,000 people yearly in 1984. So you got to assume it's only gone up from
there. So many more stupid people now. Let's see.
Okay. About 8,000 people are injured in the United States each year by toothpicks they swallow or that inadvertently puncture an ear or an eye, according to studies by a federal health researcher. There have been even a few toothpick deaths. Now, first of all, if you are puncturing your ear or your eye while using a toothpick, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
I hate it.
Toothpicks are just...
I love that when I checked for 2022's numbers for toothpicks, the first thing that popped up was sharkinsider.com that says every year 9,000 people end up in the hospital from choking on toothpicks.
Yes. Yes.
But sharks aren't that bad.
Oh my God, Kristen, you are continuing to jump the shark. I love you so much.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, this is fantastic. You're perfect. So toothpicks are just one small part of the injury problem in the country, this doctor said in a report. But overall, injuries are the leading cause of death in persons 1 to 24 years old. So this doctor is doing a report that if you are between 1 through 24, injuries might be your leading cause of death. What are you trying to say, doctor? This doctor.
Also, who the fuck is giving a 1-year-old a toothpick? What the fuck are you doing?
Don't give that kid a toothpick. This poor doctor got a Golden Fleece Award from a United States senator. The Golden Fleece Award is the award that is given out when you think it's a satirical award given out to federally financed projects that are considered blatantly wasteful or useless. I am so sorry, Dr. Budnick. Also, Dr. Budnick is an incredible name. I'm Dr. Budnick. But...
Wait, they give the Golden Fleece to something that's useless?
That is deemed useless by them.
So, gotcha.
So by...
I think that's also kind of like a scientific, like, burn on the religious community. Like, the thing that you think is so wonderful, we're gonna make it our fucking Razzie.
Yeah, it's the Razzie of
that's funny.
But according to this study, right, it was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, an average of 8,176 toothpick-related injuries occurred in the United States each year from 1979 to 1982. Children under the age of 5 were found to be 20 times more likely than adults to suffer severe injuries from toothpicks because they tend to stick them in eyes and ears.
Why the fuck are people giving children toothpicks?
I know.
I don't trust myself with one, and I'm 30 plus years old. Like, yeah. I'm not fucking doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So, that was like, oh yes, give the child a toothpick. Let them suckle on that for a little bit so we can give mommy some time off.
Yep. Yep.
What is this?
But here's the thing. So if you're an adult, you're more susceptible to toothpick injury if you're wearing dentures, if you abuse alcohol, or if you have dulled mouth sensations. Because then you're just, you're impaired and you're not doing it right. Here are some actual factual deaths from this report. So a 63-year-old man in Iowa died after he swallowed a toothpick and the toothpick punctured his bowels.
Mm-hmm.
A man of 53 years of age in Alabama died after a toothpick punctured his colon, I'm assuming also from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, I'd fucking hope so, or else you're just trying to kill yourself. Just stabbing yourself over and over again with a toothpick, please, hoping to get your fucking colon.
Please, for the love of God.
Fingers crossed! Hopefully I get it on the first try!
A third
but I
case.
Mean, there are serial killers that fucking did that shit. So.
Weird stuff.
There's the one serial... Oh my God! There's the one serial killer, Albert Fish, I believe, was his name. He was horrific. But he was electrocuted, or he was given the death sentence and was given the electric chair. And he was... he was a fucking... crazy person. So he really liked to stick needles into his privates.
Oh.
Ew. And because he enjoyed doing that so much and he had so many needles in that area, it didn't allow the electrical shock to kill him the first time.
Huh. Yikes.
Ow.
Yikes.
And that guy was... That guy, that was an example of, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to stick a big fucking needle in my junk. Like, that was the goal. These poor schmoes that have these toothpicks on accident. But yeah, like, swallowing a toothpick, that's fucking fatal.
Fatal. Yeah, because you're... your stomach, and there's a lot of, in my research here, there's a lot about, hey, your stomach acid can't break that down, right? And it will just stay in there. You'll try to, like, pass it through, and it will puncture something. The third case of death in this article was a man of 51 years old, in California that died after inhaling a toothpick. He suffocated.
What?
Well, how did that get up your nose, friend?
I don't understand that core concept.
Also,
but I mean, there was the guy that stuck him up his balls. Yeah. Like, every time I'm like, I don't understand. I just go back to that. I'm like, oh, well, I guess this world's a crazy fucking place. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Oh man.
Did I jump the shark with
no,
that
no, no,
too?
Not at all. Not at all.
No, okay,
not
cool. At all.
The odd thing is, another man in California became gravely ill after eating stuffed cabbage that was held together with toothpicks. Friend, take the toothpicks out first, right? Because people, eat, if you don't know there's a toothpick in your sandwich, in your stuffed cabbage. Like, you just gotta make sure there's not toothpicks in your food. When you get poked from the inside, the symptoms apparently are similar to AIDS. Which is crazy, because that's just, it's autoimmunity. You're like, your body is just knows there's a fucking problem. And then I love the defense coming from somebody in a manufacturing company that makes toothpicks. Just said that this article from 1984 does not deserve headlines. The toothpick is made with specific purpose. It has to be sharp. To make the toothpick blunt would no longer make it effective. Dulling a pair of scissors wouldn't do you any good either. Okay.
Has this asshole never heard of fucking floss?
I know. There's other ways to do this. You don't have to. That article, of course, was from 1984. So you got to delve back into this, because now the hidden danger of the humble toothpick is a new case study from the New England Journal of Medicine that was from February 1st, 2019. We're not done. Right? Toothpicks have been known to injure thousands more people every year than plane crashes or shark attacks.
Amazing.
So here's a deeper look into what happens, right? Because this follows a man who nearly died from swallowing a toothpick. It was hidden in a sandwich, and he had no idea he'd swallowed it. And neither did doctors. Because he punctured a small hole in the inside of himself, and scans showed nothing. Didn't show the hole because it was too small. Didn't show the toothpick. Couldn't see it. Right? So in here it says, stomach acids, they don't break down wood or plastic objects, like that break down food. So the toothpick can end up in your intestines and poke a hole through your bowels or an artery. It can cause infection. It can cause bleeding. It can cause sepsis. It can cause death. This man had a tiny puncture in his bowels. Antibiotics were slowing the infection down, but it would always come back.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
You're actively, like, your waste is leaking into the rest of your physical body cavity.
Yeah.
That is in charge of literally keeping you alive.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. That's so terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And like, yeah, sepsis and all of that stuff makes perfect sense.
And it's also terrifying that nobody could see it was a toothpick. Nobody could see that there was a small hole. Antibiotics would help because they start to clear up the infection, but you don't just take antibiotics forever. So every time you stop, you go through a round of taking the antibiotics, you stop, and then all of the symptoms come back again. You must go crazy. So
also, like, there, it's not curing anything. So the buildup of that in your body, like, he's working on a ticking fucking time here.
Yes.
Like, shit.
Yes. Yes. So this particular case, it wasn't until the man got a colonoscopy that the doctors saw the toothpick lodged in his intestines, did surgery, got the toothpick out, and the man survived.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. But toothpicks, the silent killer. You got to be careful.
No joke.
You got to be careful. It's so funny that you've mentioned sharks yet. Yeah, twice. Because we're going to come back. We got to take one more quick break here. But sharks.
Is it Shark Week, motherfuckers?
Shark Week, motherfuckers. I got some stuff about sharks. I got some stuff about sharks. All right. You're listening to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. We're so happy that you're here, and we will be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. Sean and Kristen will be right back. Keep up with your buds, Kristen and Sean, by downloading The Way Highway wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
Trying to say it in different ways because I realized I was saying it always the same way. Also, let me know if you guys hate it. You guys were doing routine as well. I'll go back. Pressure is.
We like the old way you used to say, Kristen.
We're confused. Tell me the way it used to be said.
We don't know who you are anymore.
Amazing.
Okay, so sharks. I found an article on SharkCider, and it's funny because I was talking with an old friend this weekend who lives in Hawaii and surfs, and we were talking about the ocean, and he referred to, you got to be careful because the landlords are out there, and I was like, Oh, interesting. You don't say
the
shark.
Landlords.
Landlords. The big gray landlords. And that's like horrible. Surfers apparently avoid saying shark, like it's bad luck, right? Just gotta be careful, watch out for the landlords. But I found this article on Sharksider, and this came through the toothpick angle, because this is what this article says. On average, there are only 70 shark attacks every year in the entire world. And of those 70 attacks, only 4 ever proved to be fatal. So even though this is the apex predator of the ocean, the sharks are not really much of a threat to humans as we think. In fact, there are loads of things in the world that are far more dangerous than sharks. And this is a list of 10 everyday objects that are more dangerous to people than sharks. And the reason I got here, is of course because toothpicks are on this list, right? On Sharksider, and I don't know if they inflate numbers, but here it says every year 9,000 people. Yeah, they're like, this is what the sharks say about it. Hey, we're not so bad. Every year, 9,000 people end up in the hospital from choking on toothpicks. Most toothpick victims are children between the ages of 5 and 14. Furthermore, an average of 3 people die every year from accidentally swallowing toothpicks, puncturing their internal organs. Toothpicks kill nearly as many people every year as sharks. Crazy.
Wow.
Another one on the list. Balloons.
Yeah. Balloons. Dude, especially those Mylar motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, you accidentally let go of one of those near a power line and you're killing someone. Like, it's real scary, guys. Please make sure to watch your Mylar balloons.
Watch out for
balloons. If you don't know what Mylar is, those are the ones that are like the metal. They've normally got like a character on the outside of like, you know, like SpongeBob or Spider-Man. You know, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the ones that are more dangerous and are definitely for kids.
Yes, 1,000%.
Right?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Every year, an average of 6 children in the United States die of suffocation from a balloon. Balloons also send around 500 children to the hospital every year from choking or other injuries. Balloons are far more dangerous to people, especially children, than sharks.
Mm-hmm.
More dangerous than sharks? Lawnmowers!
I don't like it.
Lawnmowers are a tool necessary to maintain our lawns. Yes, thank you, Sharksider. Everyone knows that lawnmowers can be dangerous, but not everybody knows that lawnmowers cause an average of 75 deaths a year in the United States alone. Furthermore, every year 80,000 people go to the hospital to get treatment for injuries from lawnmowers.
I didn't understand. Okay, so here's what I'm imagining with someone getting hurt with a lawnmower. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm probably wrong. But here's what I'm imagining. All right, so it's someone on a driving mower, like one of those like John Deere motherfuckers. But obviously we're in the deep south because we need a John Deere motherfucker.
Right.
So this person that's on it is also like, I'm drinking because I'm an alcoholic. And they're doing that. And then they're getting shit-faced. And they're, like, drunk sleeping off of the tractor. And then the tractor, like, rolls over them. Not tractor. The lawnmower rolls over them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that, like, the type of...
I don't, it doesn't really break it down here. That's incredible. I wonder if in that case you blame the alcohol or do you blame the lawnmower?
I think people are going to blame the lawnmower because people are less likely to blame alcohol because everyone wants to keep like being like, ha, this is socially acceptable. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Well, why wouldn't I drink
it? Look the other way.
Got to do it.
Okay, here's another one.
So it kills more people. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. So fine. Yeah, alcohol kills more people than anything. Another
also,
thing.
Also, John Deere from the grave is like, yes!
Yeah! John Deere loves it. John Deere's like, retribution! Okay, ladders.
Ladders, dude.
Okay, so ladders are responsible for 20% of all dangerous falls, and every year 15,500 people go to the hospital in the United States to treat injuries caused by falling off of a ladder. 113 ladder falls every year prove to be deadly.
Fuck. Also, I have purchased 2 ladders within the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I said 2.
Yeah.
Because the first one that I bought was fucking broken. They sold it to me broken.
They sold you a broken ladder.
Right? So they sell me this broken ladder, and I try to get on it to like work, and I step on one of the rungs, and as I step on the rung, I just hear a like cracking, and I was just like, well, I'm just going to get off of this immediately.
Oh my god.
And the second I got off, there was just like a gigantic like furrow all the way up one of the legs that like was just like, oh my god, like this shit's already broken to the extent that like one of the feet, I didn't realize at the time, wasn't hitting normally. It was hitting super off because it was also broken. There were 2 broken pieces on this item that was sold to me. And I was like, oh my god, I hate it so much. And then I bought another one because I was like, nah, fuck, I still need a ladder.
That's the thing. There's not an alternative.
No.
What's an alternative to a ladder? There is none.
I mean, I'm not going to buy a cherry picker.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where would you put it?
Right? Not the ladders.
Ladders kill 28 times more people than sharks do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Furniture. Furniture! Household furniture can be incredibly dangerous. Every year, there are 43,200 hospital visits for injuries caused by furniture tipping over onto someone.
Oh,
of those people, 26 are crushed to death. Another 1.8 million people go to the hospital after falling out of bed. Is that the furniture's fault? 450 of those people die from the fall.
What the fuck?
Coffee
are
tables.
They sleeping next to stairs?
My bed is set up right next to the edge of my balcony, and there's no fence. Right? Okay, so coffee tables cause 143,070 children under the age of 5 to visit the emergency room every year.
Oh, shit. When I was a little kid, my parents were looking for furniture, and they let us... they let us go, us feral children. I ended up running and playing on top of a thing because I saw a statue that looked like a Disney princess and I wanted to get closer to it. So I'm trying to climb this thing, but what I don't know is that I am a child and this is made of glass. And so I end up breaking this thing. And all I hear from the other side of the store, which, why was my mother on the other side of the store and not with me, her child? I don't know. we'll blame a different time.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, oh shit, I could have died. Like after the fact, I was completely okay. But...
Ooh. Oh god.
Yeah, furniture's some deadly shit.
Furniture's crazy. Furniture speaking can kill you.
Speaking as a child.
Yeah. Yep.
Kristen Sanchez, professional child. I would like that to be on my business card from now on.
Oh my god. That's amazing. You got to get that on a card.
Write it down.
Okay, next. Pens and pencils.
Uh-huh.
Pens and pencils are both more dangerous than sharks. Every year, 6,000 people go to the hospital for pencil-related injuries. Many times the injuries are a result of a pencil being stuck in someone's eye. What are we doing?
I don't like it. Oh my god.
Of these 6,000 injuries, 100 more proved to be fatal. Pens also kill people. On average, 100 people a year die from chewing on a pen.
What the shit?
It's because the pen cap comes loose, gets stuck in the throat, and causes the person to suffocate.
Oh. Oh! Is that why they have a hole in the top of pen caps?
Oh!
Oh god, jelly just like the lollipops! Oh my
jelly
god!
Is shocked!
Jelly jumped the science shark!
Jelly
was telling us a story about how lollipops have a like little furrow in them that allows, if you swallow it on accident, for you to continue to be able to breathe. And then that just came up, and I was thinking to myself when you were telling me that, Jelly, gosh, I feel like there's something else that has that, and it was fucking pens.
Pen caps.
Oh, amazing.
Pen
That's
caps.
So cool.
Pen caps.
The more you know.
Wow. Space killers. Space heaters. Maybe they should be called space killers.
They really are, though.
They really are. Space heaters cause 40% of all household fires, and they cause an average of 1,490 injuries and 470 deaths every single year.
Wow.
Space heaters are killing way more people than sharks. Toasters! This convenient kitchen appliance found in nearly every home in the world is far more deadly to humans than sharks. 700 people worldwide are killed every year by toasters. The United States alone has 300 toaster-related deaths. Most of the deaths are a result of electric shock from sticking a knife into the slots to remove jammed toasts. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Wow. Most toasters, just so you guys know, most toasters have a feature now that allows you to, like, raise the bread out of the metal hottie area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, and like, some people don't know that feature exists. I also understand that it wasn't always a thing that existed, and or older devices might not have it. But please don't do that.
Do that. There's no need.
Please don't.
Finally.
Get yourself a pair of chopsticks.
Yeah, chopsticks or
and that way you won't
tongs?
Get electrocuted.
Plastic
tongs. Something that is not going to conduct electricity.
Unplug the toaster.
Do that.
Unplug the toaster.
And the other step.
Still plug the toaster.
You don't want residual ouchy shocks in there too, you know, just in case.
Yes. Good God. And last but not least here, zippers. Zippers.
I'm sorry.
Zippers. Especially pant zippers are extremely dangerous. They rarely cause death. So we buried the lead a little bit. Having this at the end of the list. But they put an average of 1,700 men in the emergency room in the United States every year. Because men are so stupid. They're getting
zippers are the most feminist piece of clothing. All hail the zipper. That's so funny.
Zippers are the number one cause of injury to male genitalia. Who would have thought? Actually, it makes a lot of sense.
Like, there's, it's not that difficult to not, I don't understand.
I don't understand either. I'm assuming also that in these 1,700 emergency room cases, alcohol is probably involved in 1,699 of them.
I mean, and how many of those people are going commando? Or do they have to, like, does the other fabric get stuck too? Like, I don't know.
You could zip a whole lot into a zipper. Fabric. Your balls. If we remember anything from There's Something About Mary, you can get a whole lot caught in there.
Oh,
so be careful.
I've seen that.
So beyond toothpicks, there are a whole lot of household items that can be really dangerous. And all of them are more deadly than the landlord of the ocean, the shark.
That's so cute.
So please go get your cannabis toothpick. Try it out, but be careful when you're trying it out.
Yeah, don't swallow any pieces of it.
Do not swallow any pieces of it at all. And, you know, maybe once you use a cannabis toothpick and get high, shift gears and use a different form of cannabis. And if you're high right now, I hope we didn't scare you off. Sit on your furniture, play with your balloon, zip your zipper up and down.
Just happy birthday,
careful.
By the way.
Happy birthday. Oh God, that was amazing. Kristen, so much fun. So glad to be back. So glad to laugh here with you. But that's all the time we have.
That's it.
That is it. So Way Highway listeners, make sure you listen to the Way Highway each and every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Did you see me forget how time works there?
It's okay. Time's relative.
Time is weird. Airplanes are time machines. I figured that out. Fly, you go into a different time zone. I mean, you can fly somewhere and get to... Anyway. Go to the place where you get your podcasts. Download old episodes of The Way Highway. Listen to them all. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Kristen, get us out of here.
If you want to look back into the beginning of time, you can also look back into the beginning of time by just looking through those new fucking telescope pictures.
Oh.
Which just like literally you can see back to the beginning of time. Which is really cool. But I digress. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. If you would like to follow me, Kristen Sanchez, you can follow me at Siren16X. And you can follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. And we just want to thank everyone for listening. We want to thank Nice Guy Digital. We want to thank Adobe Radio. We want to thank Gregory Jenkins for his Wicked Hot Tunes. We want to thank Bernie and Jelly for all of their awesome help and hard work. And we want to thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Did I
catch anyone? No. You got them all.
Puff.
Catch you next week, stoners. Bye.
That's all for The Way Highway this week. If you've got a stone story to share, send it to wayhighway@adobe.com.